Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. Yeah, and tonight we got our Bloody Marys and we're just talking about shit.
Yeah. Before we start talking about shit, we have merch.
We do.
We got shirts. We got hoodies, we have water bottles, we got
beanies,
we got buttons. So go to bloodymarriedpodcast.com. It'll take you to the fucking merch.
Yeah, it'll take you to our link tree, which takes you to our socials, which also takes you to our Amazon wish list if you'd like to support us in another way.
Yeah, for
sure. That would be great.
There's some cool stuff on there. So yeah, go grab a t-shirt. And then if you happen to buy a t-shirt or any merch,
take a picture, tag us on social media.
Do it. So let's just talk about some shit.
All right.
But first, news.
Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to the horror newsroom.
Scream 6 news. Scream 6, Ghostface Takes Manhattan. So Neve Campbell is out. I mean, this is old news by now. I think this happened like a week or so ago. And that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Neve Campbell is Scream, right? And
yeah.
She's not in Scream 6 because she made a statement. It was about a pay dispute.
Yeah, they didn't want to pay her.
Yeah, and that's crazy. I don't understand why they wouldn't pay her.
I don't know either.
And then after that, a whole bunch of faces of the franchise spoke up and supported her. One of them being Matthew Lillard, who said, did Tom Cruise take less money for the Top Gun sequel? Fuck no, dude. So why is a woman supposed to take less? Why wouldn't you pay her more as the series goes on? Was Scream 5 a hit or not a hit? It was a smash hit. Did they make a shit ton of money? Yes. Should Neve Campbell be paid for the work she's done in 5 movies of a franchise? Yes, because she's the female lead of one of the most successful horror franchises.
Fuck yeah, she is. I would say, like, next to Laurie Strode, she's kind of up there as the final girl that is, like, synonymous with Scream.
Definitely. And then he did a follow-up Twitter post that said, the fact that Neve Campbell isn't getting paid her worth is straight-up sexism. I think it's horrible. There, I said it.
Fuck yeah.
And then also David Arquette and Jamie Kennedy chimed in with the whole thing, both to support her, and they both had kind of the same sentiment for sure.
Good. I love that the male co-stars are like, that's bullshit.
Yeah. And then other people spoke about it too, but how does that make you feel now about Scream 6 coming out? Do you want to see it? Are you excited still? Because after we saw the last one, everyone came back. It felt fresh and familiar, and it was a lot of fun. It's still one of my favorite horror films that I've seen this year. And Scream 6 feels different now.
It does feel different. And not having her feels a lot different. And I'm still going to see it. Am I as excited? No, not like I was for 5.
Yeah.
And now without her and Dewey's gone.
Yeah.
So we got Courtney Cox rolling around, right?
Yep. She's in it.
Yes. She's in it. So I'm just really interested to see where the fuck they go from here.
I don't know. I do feel the same way that I don't know how I feel about that because if I was making these movies, if I was the director, there would be 2 things that I would do. One would be I would make sure that everybody involved, Neve Campbell, all the faces want to be a part of it and they're happy about it and they're getting paid well.
Right.
And 2, people just are on board with the script and the story. And then if they're not, well, let's fucking talk about it. Let's get everyone's input and advice. I don't see where they lost her. Like that shouldn't have happened.
Right? Scream 5 made a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Scream's it continues to make money.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But just throw numbers out there. Say they offered her $3 million and she was like, no, I'm worth more than that. Then you say, okay, well, how about 5? And then she's like, no, well, how about 10? Like, you want to get her because she gets people in the seats.
She's
too.
Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. And then the other news is it takes place in New York, which fans have been going apeshit with, and it's been pretty funny with like movie posters. There was a Home Alone one where Ghostface lost in New York or something like that. And then the one you'd expect it was Ghostface over Manhattan, like the Jason Takes Manhattan poster. And right. Jason Takes Manhattan is one of my favorite Friday the 13th movies. So I don't know. I just, yeah. It can go good. I'm
interested to see where they take it. I really am. But it is very disappointing that they can't pay Sydney.
Yeah.
They can't, like, she's fucking Sydney.
Yeah, so, like, you know, as the studio and as the filmmakers, how do they course correct from this? Because all this stuff on social media is not good for the movie. It's not going to get more sales. It's going to get less sales, less box office ticket sales. So I don't know what they do. What they're doing now is they're just not saying anything and they're filming the movie.
Right.
So I don't know, unless it's all a big crazy hoax and Neve Campbell's in the opening sequence
and gets murdered off like a Drew Barrymore.
I think what they need to do is they need to, like, apologize, kiss her ass, and offer her more money than she wanted and have her come.
Right. They should.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking stupid. They'd be like, yeah, sure.
I would have halted production until I figured a way to get her back.
Right. What, like, can we do? Like, let's talk
unless,
about
unless
this.
It's stuff that, I mean, this is just, you know, things that we hear in the news, and these are just statements released from people, unless there's some other thing going on, which there probably is. But still, you know, it's lame.
It is lame.
But on the other hand, you know, the majority of all of their horror franchises continue on without their final girl. Like, look at Halloween. Like, Jamie Lee's only in, what, 5 of them? And they continued on. Or Friday the 13th. Like, there's never the same actors, like, from movie to movie.
True. But, I mean, you've had 5 movies where, and it's all tied back to, ties back to Sydney. Yeah. And, like, the beginning.
Yeah.
And so what is this movie going to do? Is it not going to be tied back to Sydney?
Well, I mean, because they're establishing that it's for a new generation and there's new younger characters. And, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what they're going
to
do now.
I know. I have zero idea. And I'm interested to see what they do, but I'm also very hesitant.
I know. Me too. Still going to go see it, but I'm disappointed in what's happening with it.
Yeah. Same.
They casted a whole bunch of, like, younger kids that I don't really know who they are, but the one guy they cast most recently is called Henry Cernsey, I think that's how you say his last name, but he was the dad in Ready or Not.
Oh,
so, and it's the same,
I love him.
Same directors. Fun. So that's cool to have him in there, but it's just disappointing. Like, okay, cool. I want Neve Campbell.
Right.
Yeah. So that's weird. Scream 6 news.
If we don't get Neve Campbell, then we better get some fucking Matthew Lillard. Like, where's Stu? That's how you make it up.
I don't know. The fact that he stood up and spoke for her makes me think that he wouldn't go back. I mean, I feel like if he was already cast, he wouldn't say anything. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you probably wouldn't want to upset the Stu. I don't know. It's just a weird wheel that's turning in that world. More in news. Netflix... A rumor that Netflix ordered 2 more Texas Chainsaws.
Oh, I'm excited.
So what are they? So then that would be a trilogy, a Bubba trilogy on Netflix.
I guess so.
Like what are they going to do? What do you want to see with that? If that's true, if they turn out 2 more, what's the next one?
Hopefully it won't be the gentrification bullshit that we got in the one that we received. That being
the
said,
one that we received.
I really like that Bubba. So now, you know, he's roaming around. What's he going to do? Where is he going to? Is he going to go back home to the farm?
Well, that's what they showed him. They showed him going back home to the farm.
That's right. I forget.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm assuming it's...
So
yeah, I don't know.
Now he's going to live back in his farm, and then people are just going to break into his home, and then he's going to kill him. I mean...
Yeah. Well, you know what I want with the second one?
What?
The Ballad of Chop Top.
Oh. Ooh. I want Stretch to pop back in.
I don't want much. I don't really want much Bubba in the next one. I want a Chop Top standalone. That can, and then in the third one, we can have them team back up.
Okay.
Like some kind of Avenger thing, and they can fight off teens together and murder them.
Maybe.
But for Texas Chainsaw 2, I want the star to be Bill Moseley as Chop Top.
That would be fun.
Yeah. And having Stretch come back is cool.
Stretch, I mean...
I mean, so if I was doing these and you just greenlit a couple more, I would bring in some faces from the franchise. I would definitely bring in Stretch. I would bring in Bill Moseley.
Did he die?
No, you didn't see him die. He got.
You didn't see him die.
He got kicked down the pipe.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then she's on top of the mountain like, motherfuckers.
Yeah. It would be cool if she was like head of the family or something.
Like, yeah. I mean, Bubba's going to find his girlfriend after 50 years. That's it. Bubba goes to find his girlfriend.
All right. Okay. I take back what I just said. The second one is Bubba goes to find his girlfriend.
He's going on an adventure to find his girlfriend.
Yeah. So like, what's canon now? Wasn't it just like Texas Chainsaw, the first one, then this?
Yes.
Because they skipped them all. Like
they skipped
happen.
Two. Yeah. It just went straight from the first one. And then he disappeared and he went into like an orphanage. And
so
then
dumb.
The old lady like tampered his murdering spirit. And then when she died.
Yeah.
Bubba got to have some fun.
And then they killed Sally Hardesty, which is stupid.
So, bring back Stretch.
Maybe Sally Hardesty survived that horrific chainsaw lift.
I doubt.
The scene is she's rushed to the ER, and then she's like Robocopped. She becomes a cyborg. Yes. Yes.
Well, in Texas Chainsaw, the final girls, I mean, she ran through her window and she made it out, but like Stretch is the badass out of that.
She is. Stretch is the badass.
Stretch is the badass out of that.
Sally Hardesty is, she had a better scream. She played being scared more.
Yeah. More better. Yeah. More better. She played that well, but Stretch was just, you know, she's my favorite. So
yeah.
Like,
let's do it.
Bubba goes to find his girlfriend.
So let's move on. I noticed that you have three cups here.
I do. We talked about this a while ago, about playing a little game.
Uh-huh.
And
so if you're just listening, she just brought like just three cups and put paper in them, and I have no idea what's happening.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game. So
all
in
right,
each,
a game.
We're
okay.
going to play a game.
Yes.
So in each cup, there are three pieces of paper. One is villains, and there's three different villains. One is final girls. Three different final girls from different franchises.
I like this.
And three different settings.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is pick one from each.
All right.
And then we're going to see, you know, then we can, will that person survive? Will they beat whoever
okay.
you pulled?
So we're going to just.
What setting they're in?
Okay.
Let's discuss.
All right.
All right.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Who am I pulling first? Villains. Uh-oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. Should we just, let's do them all, and then I'll open them all at the same time.
Okay. Final girls.
It'll be like Clue. It'll be like Colonel Mustard in the observatory with the knife. That's what we're going to do here.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, we should have done a weapon. It could be just like Clue. Oh, this is wet.
Oh, well.
What would
oh,
you,
shit.
Did you
the thing was wet.
Bloody Mary juice in here?
Whoops. Well, it's wet, so just.
All right.
I mean, we can pick a weapon.
No, I got it. I'll see if I can read.
All right. Next time, I'll do four and we'll have a weapon.
Okay. I can read this one. All right.
Okay.
So.
Who we got?
We have. I don't know what that says. Okay. We have Stretch and Bubba in Camp Crystal Lake.
That's funny.
Okay, so it's pretty much Stretch and Bubba, so we'll just go ahead. They're from Texas Chainsaw 2, and now they're just in Camp Crystal Lake together.
Now they're in Camp Crystal Lake together.
Well, now they're going on a date.
They are.
Right?
They're on
so
a
they're in
quiet,
a boat.
They're on a boat.
Yeah. So this isn't a horror. This is like a rom-com.
This is a rom-com.
Right?
It's like Bubba takes his girlfriend on his first date.
Yes. So
to
I
the lake
yeah.
at night
yeah.
where there's a serial killer.
Okay. So Bubba was like, I got a girlfriend. I need to take her out. I need to really impress her. So he calls up his good buddy Jason and is like, hey, can we use your campground for a weekend?
Just for a weekend. We'll be quiet. We'll... You'll hear chainsaw noises.
And he's like, mm.
And Bubba's like, they stargaze.
Yeah, they're stargazing. You know, they can, you know, laugh at the teens as Jason's like murdering them.
They
like
could.
Like Jason's like, okay, so you guys, I'm going to go over to this cabin at like 12:30 and I'm going to terrorize them. So just hang out and watch and it'll be really fun.
Just get on the lake. Yeah. If you go about a quarter into the lake, it's really great viewing. Yeah,
it's a great view of everything I'm about to do. It's a great view. Today.
And Stretch is just like, yeah, totally. I love the lake. It's great. Oh, I love being in a boat with you. This is amazing. You're so hot. Oh, man, you're my favorite.
That's great. He brought barbecue with.
He did. He brought barbecue.
Or maybe
it might have been her friend.
Yeah, please. Maybe they're, you know, barbecuing some meat at the campfire, you know, while the murders are happening.
Bubba's like, well, you kill him, throw him on the pit.
Yeah.
Dinner for us.
Okay, that's fun. So that's definitely a rom-com.
That's definitely a rom-com.
Well, no, you got to pick one. All right?
Okay.
Be warned, that one's all wet.
Okay.
Oh, she's digging through. Now into the sloppy wet one.
Whoops. All right. Okay.
Can you read it? Can you make it out?
I got to open it first. It's stuck together because it's wet.
It's taking some time.
Sorry, people. Okay.
All right. All right, read them.
Okay. We have Rob Zombie's Michael Myers.
Okay.
Against Laurie Strode.
Okay.
And the Texas Chainsaw Farm Part 1.
What? Okay, is it Jamie Lee Laurie Strode? Or is it just Laurie Strode? So it's
Jamie Lee Laurie Strode.
Okay, so it's Jamie Lee against Rob Zombie's
against Rob Zombie's Michael Myers in Texas on a farm.
Why are they out there? Why are they in Texas? Is this like what 3 is going to be? Is this what the new one's going to be? Like she's on a road trip going after him. I don't know. What do you think?
You know what? I think that she was like, fuck this shit. I'm out. I'm hiding in Texas in this abandoned house with a really cool red wall with a fucking bones.
Well, it's kind of like her house in the first Halloween remake where she was like out in the country.
And it's got things already set up for her.
Yeah.
So she can just sit and chill.
Yeah.
And then one day Michael's like, he uses his radar for his little boo and goes and finds her.
I don't think he'd survive. I think she'd win because there's Michael uses night as a cover. He uses a lot of the houses as a cover. He uses the confusion of Halloween and what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's just in Texas. No one knows who Michael Myers is.
Right.
You're out on one farm. I think if she has the upper hand or she knows, she can win for sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he would also get a little heat exhaustion. He's a big dude. It's Texas.
Heat exhaustion.
In his coveralls and his mask.
Yep.
Like, he's going to pass out. Like, just going to get heat exhaustion and pass out.
Okay, so Rob Zombie's Michael, though. He's more, he's not as, like, dumb as the other ones, right?
No. Huh.
Like, the other ones are just kind of, you're going straight.
He's tunnel vision.
Yeah.
He walks.
Especially
he doesn't
like
run.
Rob Zombie or Michael Myers in the second Halloween. He was more, he did more stuff. Like he came out of the woods, you know, he was a hunter. He survived out in the woods. So,
right.
I don't know. She might.
But that's, I don't know. You're in the heart of Texas and it's hot and he's from Haddonfield, which is up north, I believe. Yeah. So I just think. I think she'd win, but I think she'd win because he got too hot and he'd passed out. And then she was like, all right. And then she kills him. He tried to run and then it was like,
just someone, I need some water.
So hot. I can't take my mask off. Oh my God. And like,
that's so dumb. You know. All right. We'll do one last one. I'll just pick. Wait.
There's only three.
One left. All right. So what are they? Here, I'll take this one. We are doing Tina, Friday the 13th, Part 7.
Yep.
So the Carrie, the psychokinesis chick.
Yep. Jason, Part 4.
Jason, Part 4. Okay, the human Jason. Human running Jason.
And we are...
Oh, come on, you wrote... What's the last one? What's the other one you wrote?
The Myers House.
The Myers House. the Myers house, Tina, Jason from part four. Tina's going to win for sure. Because at this point, Jason's just like a super-powered human.
Right. He is.
Like, he's not zombie Jason. Zombie Jason doesn't exist at all. It's just a dude. A hillbilly dude with super strength.
Right.
But she has the power of the mind.
Correct. Yeah. And also, he's away from his camp.
Yeah.
And I feel like he would be very confused and lost and not know what to do with himself.
Yeah. He's not the brightest. He wouldn't know.
He'd be like, there is no lake.
Yeah. I'm in Haddonfield.
Where is this house? It's run down.
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening? And then she just like looks and then the house can just crumble on top of him.
Yeah. He'd die really quick.
He would die really quick.
Yeah.
That's not a good matchup, I don't think.
Yeah.
What? She'd be like, and poof, done. My work here is done.
Yeah. That's a fun game. We should do this again.
We are going to do this again. Yeah. I'm going to mix it up with more.
Yeah, we'll do more next time.
More next time, but.
Yeah.
I thought for our first time.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Did you guys enjoy it?
Did you guys enjoy that?
My favorite out of those is the first one where Bubba and Stretch go on a date at Camp Crystal Lake. That's
a little romantic comedy.
Yeah, yeah. So let's do a follow-up to an episode a couple episodes back when I brought up what horror movies do you hate that a lot of people love? And I had told you mine was The Exorcist and Jaws, but I don't think you threw any back. You did like Midsommar, but I was like, nah, it doesn't count. So these have to be like out for at least, I don't know, 10 years. And like overall, the world is like, these are great horror films. So is there any out there that you're like, I don't like these as much as other people?
I don't like the Paranormal Activity ones.
Okay.
I really...
But those aren't like heralded as great films. That's what I'm getting at. Like is there a Psycho or The Shining or that type of stuff that people...
I mean,
like
Shining's
a Texas
okay.
Chainsaw. Is there one that you're like, I don't really like this? Or do you not have any?
I'm trying to think.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah.
I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street, the remake, didn't even do well, so that doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count. That, no, not at all.
Gosh. Aside from... Midsommar. Oh, what is that fucking zombie movie that I walked away from? Did people like that one with Bill Murray and Adam Driver?
I think it's split. I was just more like, you know, the classics. If there isn't, that's
I don't
you
think there is.
Yeah.
I really don't like. I don't like the Paranormal Activity ones. Yeah. I think those are kind of dumb.
So like more in the modern era. Yeah, but again, too, those are pretty low rated.
Yeah. Blair Witch. It's okay.
Yeah,
not my, but it's kind of.
Yeah, yeah, I love that one. That's more than 10 years. I think that people like that. Yeah,
I could do without it.
Yeah,
quite honestly,
I really like that one. Yeah, yeah. That one was scary.
See, I didn't think it was that scary.
I like the because everything was in the imagination, right?
Right.
It's all, and I think that was a great example of your imagination is way scary.
Right.
Oh God, there's a Bloody Mary coming up. Your imagination is way scarier than what you can see. And that's
right.
What that movie was all about. Also, it worked with their budget. There's a scene in there where they're out and they're camping and there's like kids out and the tent gets rattled. Oh, it terrified the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Didn't scare you.
Yeah, so I think Blair Witch would be
Blair Witch,
one that
yeah.
I was like, meh, I don't
yeah,
care.
I'll have to go give it another watch, make you watch it again. So did you see the second one?
Yeah, you made me watch all of them.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Fuck you
when
did.
Was this?
A while ago. Honey, we've been together for 6 years.
I don't.
At some point, I know you did because I hadn't seen the second one and you're like, we have to watch the second one. Let's watch the first one.
I like how my voice coming from you. Go check with you. Is that how I sound?
No.
Yeah, I have three copies right here. We have three copies of the second one on VHS if people are watching.
Why are three copies taking up two spaces
in
we
case
could use?
You want to watch it more than once? We can have it on like all the televisions in the house at the same time.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, because, you know, at one point, James, the son, was living here. So if perchance you wanted to watch it, I wanted to watch it, and he wanted to watch it all at the same time, we had three copies.
Or we can just fucking watch it together, but that's just semantics.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Cool. I do agree that the remake sucked. I didn't like the remake of Blair Witch. I don't know if you've seen it, but it was not good. There was like
I didn't
one,
see the remake.
Like, there was like a 5-minute sequence in there that was cool, but it wasn't good. Yeah.
I think that's one that you can't really remake.
Yeah.
And because it did have a certain, wasn't really done before type found footage stuff.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the allure of it, I think, that made it popular too. And I just, you can't, why, you can't remake
And then, the second one was more meta, and then it was actual film. It wasn't found footage.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. So, Blair Witch.
Cool.
You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Studio 666 that we watched.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
First of all, RIP Taylor. That was really sad. Their drummer died.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, God, that's got to suck to do that movie and kill him in the movie. And then he dies.
And then he dies in real life.
Like a few months after that movie's out. That's got to be fucked. That's got to mess with you. You know?
For sure.
Yeah.
But as a movie, what did you think?
I thought it was okay. I thought it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. I think it was at least 20 minutes too long.
Agreed.
I think the opening was really cool. I think the ending was a lot of fun. I think there was some cool stuff in the middle, but I felt like the middle part dragged a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, it was fun. It was like, it was watching those guys have fun.
It was.
The highlights for me, Dave Grohl, for sure, he was carrying the film.
Oh, yeah.
But Pat Schmier was a lot of fun, too. I think he was my second favorite, and he was like the second best actor that they had. Because you can tell, like, you know, which ones are better at acting and which ones aren't given their screen time.
Yeah.
Like the drummer. He's not a good actor.
Right.
Like, so he didn't get many lines. But there was it was fun. It was fun seeing those guys do that. And I think the whole thing was they did that, they wrote it and shot it around COVID, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. I like their high five, their Pearl Jam high five, Jeremy Spoken, whenever they end a meeting. It was hilarious. I wonder what Pearl Jam thought of that. They probably thought it was funny too. Yeah, there's some cool kills. Whitney Cummings was the neighbor, and she's funny, and it was cool that she was there.
Oh, her kill scene?
It was the best.
Fucking the best.
So if we're talking about like best kill scenes of the year so far, that's like number one.
That one's fucking great. If you haven't seen it, chainsaw right up through her mouth, and while
spoilers,
while she's banging Remy, and then it just goes
chainsaws both of them
in half.
And they show it all. Well, Dave Grohl chainsaws.
Dave Grohl chainsaws them.
Yeah.
Whoever did their special effects were fucking so good.
I know. I'm gonna whoever did the special effects, I'm just gonna hire for my future.
They are really, really great. There is some stellar special effects in that.
Yeah, the special
for
effects.
For just like a, you know, like the Foo Fighters made a movie. You know what I mean?
A horror comedy. It's that's the kind that those are the kind of effects you want in a movie like that.
Right. And then just, I guess going into it, I didn't think that, I thought we'd get more cheesier effects, I guess. Or not so like, but those were fucking.
Yeah. They were good.
Stellar
effects.
There was
a lot of blood.
So, and the kills were really fun.
Uh-huh.
But that one was fucking, and they showed all of it and then just cutting him in half. That was so good.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's so strange that they did that, and then he died afterwards. So I feel like it took the wind out of any kind of promotion they were trying to do with it.
Right.
Yeah. Understandably too, but also it's kind of it's nice that he did a movie, and that's, you know,
they had a really fun time. Yeah. You can tell they had fun doing it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's one thing you can take away from that movie. If you like it, you don't like it, they had a lot of fun making it. It seems like.
Yeah.
Pat Schmier was great. I love that guy. He's like, I want to dress like him. He's just wearing velour tracksuits and just sleeping in the kitchen. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, and then I thought the opening sequence was really great. Like when they're showing the flashbacks, and it was some weird, strange parallels. Like there was a band that they're trying to sell their soul to the devil and make this best record, and then everyone dies, and it was like 1993, and I think Kurt Cobain killed himself in 94. And then if we're going to go down some conspiracy rabbit holes, I believe that Kurt Cobain it just killed himself, like the news. There's no mystery behind it, but if we're going to go down a rabbit hole, Dave Grohl, I mean,
sold his soul.
I don't know. At the end of this movie, he was like, he was demonified.
He was demonified, which I think that's probably part of why they did that, because that theory's been out there forever. And so he's probably like, all right, let's play into this shit.
Let's make money off of this theory.
Right. Let's make money off this theory.
I mean, those discussions had to have for sure happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bet at one point they were saying, they probably said, should we make it 94 the year? They're like,
no,
let's just do it the year after or before and not do it on the year so we can just dance around it and not like piss off so many people.
And we got
it does feel a little weird that they chose to do 19, like around the same year that Kurt killed himself.
Right.
That was weird. Jenna Ortega was
We both were like, is that Jenna Ortega? Yeah. Like, you're like, that looks like Jenna Ortega. And then all of a sudden you're like, no, that's actually Ortega.
She's making her rounds. She's in like all the majors. She's in Studio 666. She's in Scream and Scream 6. And then she was in, God, what the fuck else was she in? She was in some other horror film.
She was in X.
X, yes, yeah.
She's becoming like the new Scream, you know, this generation's Scream Queen.
Yeah, I liked her better in the recent Scream than the lead.
Oh,
far, for sure.
I agree. Yeah. She's really great, and she's fun to see in horror movies.
Yeah, but yeah, Studio 666, it's a good watch.
It was fun, yeah.
Yeah, if you're in the mood for just a casual horror comedy, pop it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you're a fan of the Foo Fighters, I mean, you have to. You have no choice.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, anything else you want to talk about while we're here drinking Bloody Marys?
I don't think so. In the VHS
dungeon? I think I'm good. I think, you know, this is kicking in. This
Bloody Marys are strong.
This one's strong. Maybe I had a little before. Cool. So, BloodyMarriedPodcast.com.
Yes.
Merch. Help us out. Check out our stuff.
And once again, if you buy some merch, take a picture, tag us on social media. We would love to see it.
Yeah.
All right. Our Bloody Marys are dead.
So are we.
Drink in moderation.
Enjoy life and death.
Bye-bye.
See ya.